Hey, folks, I appreciate you hanging on for this very, very, very important show with a very distinguished, honorable guest and shipmate of mine aboard the USS Liberty. Now, Ernie and I, we weren't in the same position, same division, but that matters none. We were shipmates then, and we're shipmates till the end.
Amen.
Amen. And I just wanted to let everybody know that, especially we got another guy on here. His name is Ron Kirkle. Oh, no, it's Kukle. And, you know, what a guy. I love this guy. I love him so much. We talk almost daily, and Ron had the unfortunate job of being in charge, petty officer in charge. He was first-class petty officer at the time of body recovery and identification. And I know that Ron has a history of trying to, you know, let people know what it's all about and the history of the USS Liberty. And so, Ron, welcome aboard. Your voice counts. I always appreciate you calling in. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, can you hear me this time?
Yes, we can.
Okay, first of all, it's really great to be on here with both you guys, both you and Ernie. I know you're doing what you're doing for one reason and one reason only, and that is to glorify this country, bring it back to what it used to be, what we knew it to be when we were serving in the United States Navy. Ernie, it's good to talk to you. It's great to hear your voice again. I'm not going to take up a whole lot of time here. I will say one thing, that to me the aftermath of this has been worse, almost worse than the attack itself. People doing their best to keep it covered up, putting people in bad positions. The Navy League, what they did to you, I'm very aware of that story. I don't want to stay on here long. Phil has had me on and off this program. I did a lot when I was with when Adlai Stevenson was on, because he literally said, Ernie, in so many words on his program, that he did his best as the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee to try to get a congressional investigation. I have emails from him, and he said it verbally that night, that there was no way a congressional investigation could, nobody was interested. It never happened. If it did happen, he's certainly not aware of it. And he wrote a book on it, The Black Book, that you can be found on Amazon.com, that speaks, I think he's dedicated a whole chapter to that. But I really want to hear, Ernie, and I know we've got a caller on, and I refuse to talk very long when we got a caller that wants to get on, because it is your voice counts. And we're talking on what I consider the future mainstream media. Thank you, Mr. Stettmiller, for letting us be on here. Ernie, please, when you get a chance here, please tell what happened to you and the Navy League.
Thanks. Thanks, Ron.
Ernie, we got another break, and then we'll get on to the rest of the show. We're going to get our caller on, and then we'll go on to the other issues, because we've got a good hour to go here, so we've got a lot to talk about. So thank you, RBN. You know, real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth. Support your sponsors on RBN. See you in a moment.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GETBERKEY.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked a silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard, killing 34 and wounding almost 200 more.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts on this great radio station, RBN. And I hope, Ron, you're still on the line. If not, thank you for calling in. And we do have a, and I want to get into what Ron had asked Ernie a few seconds ago. We'll get into that. But I hate to keep the callers hanging on. So let's go ahead and take the first caller. If you, many, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, how are you? Bill.
Yay. How you doing, Johnny?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for a great show tonight, Phil, once again. Thank you for your heroic actions that day, for your guest, and all you do for God and country.
Well, God bless you. Thank you. I appreciate that very much, and I know my guest does, too.
You know, it's just amazing, the story that you have and how so many people are unaware of it. And I try to do my part, Phil, to spread the word of the USS Liberty. Whenever I see a man that is dressed in, has a U.S. Navy cap or any apparel on, I speak to them about the U.S. Liberty and give them the information, what I saw that day, dead in the water, and all those things. So important. You know, I'd like to ask both you and your guest, I forget his name, I'm sorry.
Mr. Ernie Gallo.
Mr. Ernie Gallows, and thank you for your service, too, to our country. What is the best thing to do to try to help awaken the people to the stranglehold that the Israeli lobby has over America and the USS Liberty? When you spread it to them, what's the best way to approach people on the USS Liberty and the egregious blind allegiance that most Christian evangelicals and Americans have towards Israel, especially Christian evangelicals?
Ernie, I'll let you take that one.
Well, I wish I knew the best the right answer for that, except to keep talking about it, to keep talking to your neighbors, bring it up in church meetings and whatever, to tell the Liberty story, and the message from the Liberty story is that Congress was compelled by law to investigate the Liberty, and they failed to do it. They failed to do it because of the fear of being labeled anti-Semite. That's got to stop in this country. In other words, anybody should be able to investigate anything that appears to be an honest, an objective thing that needs to be looked at, and congressmen should not be fearful of offending anybody, doing their job. That's how we got into this mess, and that's how things that are happening in the Middle East right now, where Congress doesn't exist, where they won't discuss anything that Israel does that's against our values, and as they have in the past. All I can say is keep talking about it. Let's keep letting everybody know about it, just like you're doing. Try as best we can to have meetings. One of the things I keep telling people is that if you want to have a church group listen to one of the survivors speak, you let me know, and I will try and get a survivor to your church meeting to actually tell their story about what happened.
That would be great, but I stopped going to the 501c3 churches a couple of years ago because I realized they become agents for the state, not agents for God. Once they've taken that tax-exempt number, you know, so they can do their business tax-free and they get their parishioners to get a tax deduction at the end of the year, I realize that they're not agents for God but agents for the state. So, unfortunately, I don't run in the church circles anymore.
Military veterans groups.
Yeah. I do have an American Legion thing, but, you know, do you think, you know, I had interviewed Bob Chapman once, and he talked about how, you know, some of the stuff that he'd talk with, because I used to do some broadcasting myself, and I've had, actually was able to interview Phil Torney and others about different subject matters. And Bob Chapman said, and God rest his soul because he passed away, and he was a veteran too. Yeah, he said that he couldn't have this discussion with a lot of older folks. Like, it would just break people's hearts at 70 years old, you know. So sometimes I have to tread lightly with the older folks because I think Bob Chapman had some sense when it comes to some of the older folks. You know, when it comes to a certain age, they don't want to hear it, you know. And so I kind of try to straddle a fence in a sense and not trying to break their hearts like Bob Chapman said, because, you know, the conversation that I can have with you and Phil is different, you know. And a lot of times I tell people things and you get a quick sense of how far you can go with it on a subject like, you know, that there was just a complete lack of failure of our government to rescue you guys that were out there that were left basically, as what that one video talks about, dead in the water. You know, it's sad.
If that was the only thing, that would be, you know, my point I'm trying to make here is the aftermath, all right, of what's happened since then. The cover-up and the things that has happened to Phil and as he related to in his book, and things that have happened to me. The USS Liberty is the most decorated naval ship in our history, and we're being treated like criminals because we refuse to lie about what happened. I'm sorry about the 7-year-olds that would be upset that it's that America is not the rosy place that they think they're living in. But what I'm trying to say here is that if we don't get up and pound our chests and let everybody know that that this country is going down the wrong path.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, Billy Graham in his secret tapes when he was talking with Nixon talked about this Jewish stranglehold that had a complete stranglehold on the country and is bringing it right down the drain. and I would call it a Zionist stranglehold, and that's what we have. When you have AIPAC and ADL and the likes and all their agents, you know, just spewing all this Israeli first nonsense. And, you know, you can't serve two masters. You cannot serve Israel and America. You know, just like the Bible says, you can't serve God and mammon. And most of these politicians, most of these people in the pulpit have sold their soul to the devil, okay, because they don't want to speak against Israel. Well, people don't understand, and what I try to tell people, too, is that when I meet them and try to enlighten them, is that the current state of Israel is not the same Israel that is portrayed in the Bible, that is placed in the Bible. You know, I try to get people to read a book by Jack Bernstein, who in 1967 moved to Israel. And when he went there for 5 years, he saw he called it the title of his book is, I don't know if you gentlemen read it, called An American Jew Living in a Marxist Racist Israel. And that's what Israel is and was and will continue to be. And I sit in awe of men that were so brave, like you guys, to handle that situation that you did on the water when no help came, when your government forsook you that day. It's just an incredible story, and the bravery that and the compassion and the love that you men have shown to one another on that ship, and then afterwards to continue to stand fast in the truth and to try to get this message out, because it is essential for what is happening today. And it's sort of like what Michael Collins Piper wrote in his book, Confessions of an Anti-Semite. He said that usury is the central issue to understanding war throughout history. And until you know who has lent what to whom, you know nothing of history, nothing of politics, or nothing of international wrangles. And that was a quote from Ezra Pound that Michael Collins Piper had put in his book. And the usury that is being perpetrated on the American people and the people of the world by this coterie of international bankers, mostly Zionist Jews, that really only care about mammon or money, and they care nothing about God. As Marx said in his writings, Karl Marx, he said, money is the God of the Jews. And it's great to listen to you men discuss this important story, because what we have going on in the Middle East is ready to blow up. And I've heard Phil say they might have planned, or we were very close to having us go to a nuclear blowing up Egypt and a nuclear war breaking out in Egypt and blaming it on America. And when I was listening to you earlier, sir, you don't believe that that could have been part of a plan to get us involved in a wider conflict for Israel at that time, by blaming it on Egypt?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So you think it was just maybe a misidentified ship in that waters?
Oh, no. They knew exactly who we were.
Okay.
What happened was the war started on the 5th of June. We arrived on June 8th. I think they were initially a little bit surprised to see that we were there. Are you going to take a break?
We're going to take a break. Ernie and Johnny, hang on, Johnny. Don't leave. Folks, again, support your sponsors on RBN. You know, real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth. And we'll see in just a moment. Great radio show. Great show today. Thank you.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Well, the time has finally come for the story to be told that should have been listened to a long time ago. In 1967, on the 8th day of June, came the attack of the liberty and the needless loss.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts. Thank you for hanging on. Certainly appreciate it very, very, very much. And I wanted to comment just a bit on what Johnny said. Now, when I wrote my book, I did a lot of research and I talked to a lot of different people. And my understanding was from very reputable people, which are in my book, and by the way, it's in the third printing right now, and it's doing very well. Thank God for that. But there were two aircraft flown off the... Now, this is respectfully... said not to discredit my shipmate or anything like that. It was in my book. But there were two aircraft off the USS America that were nuclear tipped, headed to Cairo to incinerate Cairo. Now, I get this information from not only the people aboard the USS America, but I also get it from other sources that do not want to be named. But I understand Ernie might not agree with that, and that's fine, because we can all agree to disagree, because there's nothing wrong with that. That's what brings in good dialogue.
No, so, Bill, I don't disagree with you. The planes were headed to Egypt and to Cairo.
Right.
And Admiral Porter, Ambassador Porter, has indicated that he saw a message indicating that the planes were coming. No, and of course they were recalled. Now, what I'm saying is that the reason that the Israelis attacked the USS Liberty was because we were an impediment to their war plan. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that we didn't we didn't know their war plans ahead of time, but if you look at the sequence of events, what they hadn't done as of June 8th was to take the Golan Heights, and they did that the next day. So the fact that they had to move troops off of the Sinai and move them over to the border of Syria, it was an absolute necessity. Secrecy was an absolute necessity. So therefore, they would assume that we were picking up radio traffic to indicate that that was taking place. And the fact that we knew their war plan ahead of time, and what was happening in Washington was that Brezhnev was on the hotline with Johnson telling him that the Russians were going to get into the war if the Israelis didn't stop taking invading countries Syria and Egypt were both their client states. Of course, Egypt had gotten their butt kicked, and now Syria was next, and that was obvious to them. And they had paratroopers at the ready, and they were ready to send them in. So Johnson wanted to put a halt to this as fast as he could, and he was telling the Israelis to knock it off and come to the peace table, and they weren't ready. And so I guess they had to send us a message that, listen, we're going to tell you what to do, that you keep the Soviets off our back, but we're taking care of business here in Palestine.
Well, thank you for the clarification and your honest response. And, Johnny, do you have anything to add to that? Or?
Yeah, well that's... interesting insight that your shipmate has, and obviously he has some knowledge that goes far beyond what I know. But I truly believe, as you commented there, I kind of wonder who runs who. Is Israel really running America, or is America running Israel? And it appears to me that Israel is running America. I'd like to hear a comment from your shipmate there.
No argument. No argument. And it's done through Congress. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is such a shame that we have became, I guess, a colony of Israel. I mean, it's so blatantly obvious. I mean, they just signed with this new security enhancement partnership with Israel, and I forget how many billions of dollars. I think it's $9 million. I mean, we have people here that are, you know, are living on food stamps. That one out of seven or one out of six people on food stamps, but there's more aid for the people in Israel. So the roads will crumble, the bridges will fall apart, people will be dying. We got to cut your food stamp, but you know there's plenty of money for Israel, as Eric Cantor, that big Zionist Jew, for a Republican. And to me, the guy makes me sick. And I don't care if they got an R in front of their name or a D in front of their name. They're always bowing to Israel. And you know, that's why they targeted Jim Trafficking. That's why they kicked out Congressman Finley. I mean, he wrote a great book called Deliberate Deceptions, the Myths of the U.S. and the Israelis' relationship. You know, and it's so apparent there, my friends.
Friends, we got another break. Then we got a long run, about an 18-19 minute runner. You know, so just hang on. What a very interesting show! I tell you what a great one. So just hang on. God bless America, no doubt, and let's pray for the poor souls that lost their lives in Colorado today. God bless.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back, folks. I really hate to cut off this beautiful voice of Kat, but I want everybody to know if you would like to get the CDs of Kat, get a hold of me at TONKTIME, the numeral 5, PunkTime5 at yahoo.com. PunkTime5 at yahoo.com, and we'll make arrangements to get them to you. But listen, I wanted to getting into something very, very important. I hope, Johnny, you're still there. We had a war crimes commission that was, I think that was introduced by Mr. Gallo. And I remember back when we gave the first USS Liberty Veterans Award to Admiral Thomas Moore, the only admiral that has served in the Atlantic Pacific Fleet, and then the JCS. And you know, what I'd like to ask you, Ernie, is that the War Crimes Commission, I think you introduced that, if I'm not mistaken, they pushed it under the rug. And also, the Moore forum on the validity of the attack on the USS Liberty was not a mistake, but a case of deliberate action by a hostile nation. Now, am I correct on that, Ernie?
Absolutely, yes, yes. No argument there. I think what you're referring to is the war crimes report that we submitted to the Pentagon June 8th of 2005.
Right. Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. We followed the Pentagon's procedures. We felt we had a valid war crimes report that needed to be investigated, and we had a lawyer make sure that two lawyers make sure that all the I's were dotted and T's were crossed, and submitted it. And they came back and said, no, we're not going to investigate it because The Navy Court of Inquiry is the official document that that resolves the attack. And as the Navy Court of Inquiry was a farce, where Admiral McCain was involved in London. Navy Court of Inquiry was a complete falsehood. The testimony that was given by the Liberty crewman was disregarded, the White House President Johnson gave the orders to falsify the report, and that is, our rights as military personnel were violated because of his intercession to create a bogus report.
Now, we got a bogus report. We all know that, and we know that we had to go through the Army to submit this report. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, then we have the Admiral, Admiral Moore report, and they had a commission that went on for, 3 days? And they found that it was, the government of Israel was found guilty of all crimes and misdemeanors on a ship, unarmed ship, and the high seas, and they put that under the rug, too.
And, you know, that report was entered into the congressional record by Congressman Stennis, I think, from New York.
It was Stennis, absolutely.
Yeah, it was entered into the congressional report in 2004, I believe it was, and Congress has still turned their backs on us.
Well, you know, I wonder, Ernie, as hard-headed as we are in trying to bring justice, not only to us, because when Israel attacked an unarmed American ship in international waters and murdered our crewmates and tried to murder you, that's attempted murder. Same thing they did to me, and they got by with it without even a scuff. So here we are in the present day. I'm going to bring this up to the present day. Israel is biting at the tooth for us to go to war with Iran and Syria. Now, what is your prediction on that, Ernie? Do you have one, or do you feel like talking about it?
My personal view is that the fighting will probably start in October, just before the elections. That's my personal view. But I have nothing else to indicate that just from the politics of things, from what the way I feel this country is going. sorry, I can't give you more than that, but I'm sorry.
Ernie, you gave me plenty, and then I'm going to bring Johnny back in. But I do have to ask one thing that we talked about earlier, and I knew I was going to bring it back in, was that your tenacity and your love of country to the Naval League. Explain to the listeners what happened to you, please.
Well, I was warmly welcomed into a particular council, the St. Augustine Council, when I gave a speech about the Liberty, and things were just hunky-dory for years. In fact, I started a used book program which is called the Captain William McGonagall Memorial Library. And he was our skipper on the USS Liberty, received the Medal of Honor. And people give me used books, and I box them up, and I take them out to the various commands at Mayport, Naval Base and Coast Guard Base up in Mayport and other facilities. And I talked a little bit about Captain McGonagall, and I never hid the fact that part of what I do is to keep his name alive and also the name, the USS Liberty name alive. Anyway, in 2010, we got a new president of that council, and he was a Israeli supporter, and it was downhill right from the get-go. Oh. And he, because I asked a question at a meeting, I, you know, God forbid I should imply that we not support Israel when they're doing something wrong. And I was kicked out of the council, and they tried to kick me out of the Navy League completely. I went to Washington, and I pleaded for their help to stop what was happening. In the meantime, I've moved my allegiance to the Daytona Beach Navy League, which I was warmly welcomed, and I am there now. And their attempts to kick me out failed, and the matter was dropped. The point is, I was labeled an anti-Semitic, and I was labeled a conspiracy theorist. And the whole point is, especially when I talk to our Navy personnel, and my fear is that history repeats itself. And since Israel was never had their hands slapped for attacking an American ship, killing 34, attempting to murder 294 Americans, they'll do it again. So I want these Navy personnel and the ships to go out of Mayport today to if they're around the Israeli Defense Forces, to watch their back. In other words, don't trust them, because there isn't an American politician today that's going to come to your aid should something happen. So do whatever you have to do to stay safe.
Wow, that's one hell of a statement, I'll tell you that. Johnny, can you respond to that?
Well, he's certainly right. Your brother in arms there is absolutely spot on. There's not a congressman that would come to your aid, or a senator for that matter. I believe these politicians are much like prostitutes. You know, they've prostituted themselves to Israel. Any senator or congressman who comes against Israel will be blackballed, called an anti-Semite. A tax evasion scandal will come upon him. That's why they targeted James Traficant. This is just how they do business. I believe this whole political process is shot, but I truly believe that, you know, it is so important for men like yourself, Phil, and Brother Ernie, to speak about, you know, the truth. Because as the Word of God says, that he asked us in Psalm 25:5, and I believe that's what you gentlemen are doing. It says, Lord, lead me in the truth and teach me. And you gentlemen have educated me tremendously, Phil, over the times that I've been listening to you, and a couple of times I've been privileged to interview you. I've learned tremendously. And listening to your brother here, Ernie, you know, I'm thinking I'm going to talk to my father-in-law, see if the American Legion wants to hear somebody from the USS Liberty speak about the most decorated ship in USS history, and give them a lesson, because most people, I'm sure down at the American Legion, have no clue to what's going on. You know, and I want to be a person of action. I never served in the military, but I want to be a person that speaks the truth, and I stand for God and for our country. As much as I love America, I realize America is not what I was taught it was. And I believe with people like you, Phil, and your shipmate here, and others like Ronnie, that have been so persevered through such humiliation. Look, this man got kicked out of this Navy League, and you know, I don't know if there's a Navy League up here, but I'd love
for him or Phil or any of you guys from the USS Liberty to come. I'll welcome you in my house. I have a beautiful travel trailer I'll put you up in for the time. My wife will cook you nice meals. And I'd love you to speak to somebody. I'll get you a big group, whatever I can, to speak to educate these people, because what you have to say is so powerful and so important. And I just pray double destruction like Jeremiah talks about, or Officer Jack McLean would say. I pray double destruction upon our enemies, the enemies that are the enemies of Christianity. And it's because you men are so brave and have suffered so much, not just the attack, but the aftermath. And you know, people labeling you with all these stupid names. But really, Zionism is the biggest problem that the world is facing. And, you know, that is the problem of the Jewish people, you know. And, you know, Israeli are going to soon find that they're in the middle of a nuclear war there, you know. And it's not going to be good for the Jews that are living in Israel now. So I pray for the peace of all people, for the people of Palestine, for the people of Israel, for the people of America, Afghanistan, and Iraq. And I understand these moneylenders are the ones that are perpetrating this war.
You've been such a great foundation of what's going on and what you say. And listen, we're not out to hurt anybody. All we want is the truth, and we don't want anybody else getting killed. And we don't want anybody. I'm afraid for the whole world, not just the United States of America, which I love dearly. And I think that's why Ernie keeps on this trail. He doesn't have to do this. I don't have to do this. But we do it because, listen, when a person puts a gun to your head and pulls the trigger and the bullet doesn't go off, it pisses you off. And that's what they did to us. And the other guys, the bullets did go off. And their deaths. And their destiny and their honor. Again, that's why I do this show, and that's why I get great people on my show like Ernie Gallo, a fellow shipmate. And I'm going to tell you what, Johnny, you've always been a great supporter, a great person, and thank you for your invite. And I'll tell you what, buddy, I want to take you up on it. God bless you.
Hey, man, I'll show you around New York. I had my buddy from Liberty Broadcasting Network that came over, showed him around the town. We ate at Little Italy. We had a great time with him and his daughter. I'll treat you the way, you know, you should be treated, as a hero, you know, but you're a man of God more than anything else, and I really appreciate that, buddy, and I'd love to meet you in person. It'd be an honor, and I'll try to hook you up with somebody that wants to listen to you, whether it's the guys at the American Legion that my father-in-law goes to, or a church group, because I know plenty of church groups that might listen. I know a small church group, but I'd like to get to a bigger venue. But these bigger churches have really been sold out, so I have a major problem with these 501c3 corporation churches. But, you know, I thank God. And I want to pray for both of you men, because I know we're coming up near the next break and possibly the end of the show. I want to thank the good Lord for Phil and Ernie and all the survivors of Liberty. And I pray for those brethren that passed on the USS Liberty. And I just pray that God continues to give both Phil and Ernie and the rest of the survivors, Ronnie, I know he might be out there, you know, the courage and the strength for the days that are come. And, Lord,
okay,
just as you gave Joshua.
Thanks, Johnny. We got one more caller. Oh. And listen, man, call back in next week. Want to talk to you again, all right? Hello, I guess we got Rachel. Rachel there.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome,
all,
Rachel. What do you got to say?
Well, you know what? And I think on the USS Liberty, that they were trying to get, they were, you know, afraid that it would leak out, that the Israelis want to go after the Golan Heights. You know, my family had to leave Syria, because I'm of Syrian descent, because the Jews want to get the grubby hands on the Golan Heights. And it's, you know, these kids kind of scattered all over the place. And also, I'd like to get Ernie actually to speak at my church. So if I can get some information on that.
Hang on. Stick on the phone. We got a little bit of time left here, and you can talk to Ernie and ask him about that. But folks, support your sponsors for RBN. God bless you. See you now just a bit.
But I also want to say, oh, is there a commercial?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
They said that Israeli forces. Folks, I hate to cut in on Kat's beautiful voice, but we're getting short on the show, and I just wanted to, really appreciate, the callers and the people that really care about this this great country, and I also want to, especially thank, the producer, board manager. At RBN Manny, he's just a super guy. He takes care of me. I had to go on a different phone because my other phone went dead and nothing got broke or anything like that. And we did it. And it's, just one of those things that I certainly appreciate. And support RBN. Please support RBN. And I want you to support a person, that has got my great respect. Ernie Gallo, and I'd love to have Ernie Gallo back on my show again if he would please come on. And I want to also thank Ron Kukul being on air with us. And I'll tell you what, we have just a little bit of time left, so I'm going to have to cut you. I'm going to have to cut you loose here, Rachel, and I'll get you back on next week. I'm sorry, but I wanted to. I wanted to get Ernie's closing thoughts And we'll go with that to close out the show, because we just got a few minutes left. So let's do that, Ernie. What do you think, buddy? What do you want to say?
Wow. I appreciate this so much, Phil. Yeah, I'll be back on your show. You know, when our founding fathers created this country, he gave us, they created one of the most humane governments that this world has ever known. And it's, and they created, you know, a tripartite form of government with three distinct government agencies or government mechanisms. Of course, the Congress, the executive, and the legislative. Judicial, excuse me. And that inherent and design gives us checks and balances. That's all being threatened right now because Congress fails to exercise their responsibility to debate things that happen. And the values that we were given, that I was brought up with, are been jeopardized because, and the world is looking at us and seeing the same thing, that we're not living up to them. Because we want to support Israel, and Israel is doing what it wants to do for its own benefit. There are times when we need to back away, and we don't. And just as your caller indicated, this year we're going to give them $9 billion in military support and foreign aid. That's part of a missile defense system that we're giving them. Israel is the 22nd most richest country in the world. Enough is enough. We can't afford it anymore. And our congressmen don't realize that. Our congressmen don't have the backbone to say enough is enough.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't think they do either, and God bless you, Ernie, and thank you for coming on my radio show, Your Voice Counts. Thank you, RBN. Thank you, Manny. God bless America, and I'll be looking forward to the next show, Ernie. Thank you.
Okay.
When the collapse comes, are you going to be fortified with the